turn to Genesis chapter 35. Now, I know that you're just going to give me grief about this. And just so you know, I just want to show you the top of my own typed notes, that sometimes when I actually sit down to type a lesson, I am convinced that when I begin, I am actually going to make it all the way through to where I thought I was going to. And so when I started this, I wrote Genesis 35 and 36. And in actuality, we're going to get to the end of 35. But there is a... I'm struggling a little bit because I'm very, very excited about when we get to Genesis 37. The story is really going to shift. We're going to move off of the life of Jacob. We're going to start talking about the life of Joseph. And we're going to see tonight how many parallels to the Messiah there actually are. That's what I love about the story of Joseph, is that when you start into the life of Joseph, there's just so many prophetic patterns about the Messiah, about his children, that it's just going to be an exciting time. But what I'm struggling with is this. We have one more Thursday night before we're off for Thanksgiving night. And then after that, we normally only go one more Thursday night into December. So and then we're off for December. And so I'm struggling because I don't really want to start Joseph until we all come back and we can just sort of go through it together. No? I've been teasing you with the Joseph stuff. So I'm going to tease you a little bit tonight with some stuff. But let me just, by way of review, we have talked about the names of the six sons of Leah. Remember that Jacob has four wives, Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah. And we took time to look at the six sons of Leah and her seventh daughter. And we came away after looking at the meaning of those names of those six sons with her six sons are Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and then Dinah. And this is what we walked away with. That based on those names, the message that sort of comes forth, and this is sort of paraphrasing and adding a little to it, that the names of those sons really tell the story of behold the Son of God and walk in his light. Know that the Lord hears and listens for his voice. That's Simeon. Know that you're loved and that God wants to join you to his bride. That's Levi. The ministry of Levi, the word Levi actually comes from the same root as the word heart. All right, and it's with your heart that you're joined to your spouse. It's with your heart that you're joined to the Lord. And the priestly duty of Levi was to draw us into reconciliation with God. Judah's name simply means praise, and we talked about how we are to offer our life as a sacrifice of praise and walk in his ways as he puts his name in your life. And the reason we stress that is because the name Judah or Yehuda actually has the four letters of God's sacred name. And the difference is that he puts the fourth letter, the Dalet, which represents the Messiah, into the middle of that name and thus makes Judah a people of praise. And that's exactly what God does with us. He puts his name on us. He puts his Messiah upon us. We talked about Issachar, and we talked about drinking the life-giving water provided at the well of salvation, opened by that strong descendant of Jacob who rolled away the stone. And number six, we talked about Zebulun. And Zebulun means to dwell. And we talked about how we are called to dwell with him and to bear his image. And then finally, the seventh child, the daughter, we talked about how Dinah represented the Sabbath, that picture of the kingdom that is coming. The violated daughter that is vindicated by her brethren. And so we talked about preparing to enter that rest. Tonight, I wanted to remind you of those lessons from the sons of Leah because we're going to be looking at the sons of Rachel tonight. And you're going to remember that when we're looking at Jacob, you'll remember that when we were looking at Jacob's reasons for leaving the house of Laban, that we spoke about one of the reasons after being away from Isaac for so many years and being over in the land of Padan Aram and having these wives and beginning to bring forth children. It was not until the birth of Joseph that suddenly Jacob said, it's time to go home. And the sages connect that with the prophecies that come in Obadiah and other places that talk about it is going to be the descendants of Joseph that will someday rise up to deal with the Esau-Edom problem, which, by the way, exists to this very night, this very hour. where you saw it in downtown Amman, Jordan, just over the last couple days. This battle is still going on. It's important to keep that in mind, because of the proximity of the story of Rachel's second son's birth, Benjamin, in chapter 35 to chapter 36, because chapter 36, which we are going to cover next week, is all about Esau. And so we're coming to the end of the life of Jacob, but before we do so, we're also going to see the end of Esau and what God is going to do with him. Well, we started our study way back looking at the seven providential patterns of Jacob. I'm not going to go back through those, but what I do want you to know is that God's providence is working in a way that will allow Jacob's family to be the means by which humanity is welcomed once again back into Edom. I hope that you will never forget that. I hope that you understand that God's calling, choice, and selection of Jacob and his sons is to prepare the way to bring the means into the world through one of his descendants, whereby you and I will once again be welcomed back into paradise. Rachel's sons are going to be a powerful picture of exactly how God intends to make that a reality. And with that, we'll have a word of prayer. Father, I come to you tonight and I just ask that your Spirit would once again be pleased to visit upon us with your presence, knowledge and discernment, and Father, understanding. And Father, I just pray that the burdens, the challenges that we've been facing this week, all the very legitimate things that we need to lay before you, Father, I pray that we would find the strength just to lay them down so that we could focus on your word and listen for the voice of your Spirit. Father, inspire our hearts tonight with the majesty of your word and call us to be greater servants for you. I ask this in Yeshua's holy name. Amen.